Now, the girl was with her father, you see, and they were in the cow shed, milking the cow. And she said to him, I want to get married. And he said, what do you want to do that for? She said, well, the humour is on me. So, anyway, this is Foster and Allen. And listen to the end result. Oh, dear, she got her comeuppance, I think. Foster and Allen, and the humour is on me now.
As I went out one morning, it been the month of May, a farmer and his daughter I spied upon me way. And the girl sat down quite calmly to the milking of her cow, saying I will and I must get married, for the humour is on me now. Be quiet, me foolish daughter, and hold your simple tongue. You're better free and single and happy while you're young. But the daughter shook her shoulders as she milked her patient cow, saying I will and I must get married, for the humour is on me now. The humour is on me now, boys, the humour is on me now. Saying I will and I must get married, for the humour is on me now. Well, who were you to tell me that married young yourself, and took my darling mother from off the single shelf? A daughter, dear, go easy and milk your patient cow, for a man may have his humour, but the humour is off me now. Well, indeed, I'll tell me mother the awful things you say. Indeed, I'll tell me mother this very blessed day. A daughter, have a heart now, or you'll start a fearful row. So I will, unless I marry, for the humour is on me now. The humour is on me now, boys, the humour is on me now. So I will, unless I marry, for the humour is on me now. Well, if you must be married, will you tell me who's the man? And quickly she did answer, there's William, James and John. A carpenter, a tailor, and a man to milk the cow. For I will and I must get married, for the humour is on me now. Well, at last the daughter married, and married well to do, and loved her darling husband for a month, a year or two. But John was all a tyrant, and she quickly rode her vow, said I'm sorry that I married, for the humour is off me now. The humour is off me now, boys, the humour is off me now. Said I'm sorry that I married, for the humour is off me now.
She changed her mind once she got married, did she not? The humour is off me now, she says. Now we're going to change once again the style, the beauty of doing a programme like Sounds Irish, that I have great joy in changing the various styles, types and genre of material that I produce on the programme. And I enjoy every track. I know one of my regular listeners in Canada will enjoy this. And this is a song that I think I told you somewhere along the line that I sang at school. And I think I won some sort of singing exam with it or something, but it sticks in my memory anyway. And it's a beautiful song, sung for us here by John McDermott, telling us all about the minstrel boy. The minstrel boy to the war has gone, his harp he's slung behind him. His father's sword he had his girded on, in the ranks of death you'll find him. He went off to the war, you see, and he gets killed. But before he dies, he makes sure that no one will ever play his harp again. John McDermott.
Boy to the war, he is gone, in the ranks of death you'll find him. His father's sword he has girded on, and his wild heart slung behind him. Land of song, saith the war, at least thy rights shall guard. One faithful heart shall praise thee. Fell, but the foeman's chain could not bring his proud soul under. The harp he loved ne'er spoke again, for he tore its chords asunder. And said, no chains shall sully thee, the soul of love and bravery. Thy songs were made for the pure and free. They shall never sound in slavery. Land of song, saith the warrior bard, though all the world betrays thee, one sword at least thy rights shall guard, one faithful heart shall praise.
Beautifully sung there by John McDermott, the minstrel boy. Now we are going to shatter the peace and tranquility of this particular moment, because here Andy Cooney live, and he wants everybody up and clapping and jumping and dancing when the boys come rolling home.
All right, come on, this is it. This is it. Come on, I want to get you all going. Here we go.
I always will remember well the day I went away, sailing out of the fast in the morning. Our hopes were on tomorrow. We kissed the girls goodbye and dreamed about the days of our return. And they'll be dancing, romancing, and nevermore we'll roam. They'll be rolling in the hay. Whiskey in the day when the boys come rolling home. We safely reached the other side of New York City Fair, in spite of wind and rain and stormy weather. We all sit down and drink girls goodbye and dreamed about the days of our return. And they'll be dancing, romancing, and nevermore we'll roam. In the day when the boys come rolling home.
Hey! Hey!
Joey went to Boston, Sam to Buffalo, Pat went out as far as California. I used to get some letters then, but that was long ago. They'd always speak of Ireland and return. And they'll be dancing, romancing, and evermore we'll roam. They'll be rolling in the hay, there'll be whiskey in the tay when the boys come rolling home.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, did you enjoy yourselves here tonight with us? You've been a wonderful audience, and thank you so much for coming. Good night, and God bless you all. Well, come on, clap those hands just like this.
I must be over 90 now. My grandson's by my bed, and here I'm in Chicago and still scheming. Sister, take me back again, to rest my weary bed.
leave him a legacy of freemen. There'll be dancing, romancing, and evermore we'll roam. They'll be rolling in the hay, there'll be whiskey in the tay when the boys come rolling. Once more! They'll be dancing, romancing, and evermore we'll roam. They'll be rolling in the hay, there'll be whiskey in the tay when the boys come rolling home.
Whoops! Oh, that came to a bit of a clatter at the end, did it not? A little bit out of control, I thought, but there, When the Boys Come Rolling Home from Andy Cooney. Now, my mother had this expression. I wonder, did you ever hear it? A whistling woman and a cackling hen. But I can't remember what the end of it was. But she used to say this when she'd hear my sister whistling. And she'd say, stop that whistling. A whistling woman and a cackling hen. And I can't remember the rest. Maybe somebody will email me and tell me what it is. The reason why I'm on about this is because here's Phil Campbell. And she's singing a song called Whistle, Daughter, Whistle.
Whistle, whistle, daughter, what makes you look so sad? Good news, dear daughter, will make your heart beat glad. Oh, I'm pining, mother dear, this long and weary year. And as well you know the good news, dear mother, that I would like to hear. Whistle, whistle, daughter, and you will get along. Oh, if that's the news, dear mother, I'll stay the way I am. My little sister Meg can take the lamb away, but I'm quite a woman, my dear mother, with toys I cannot play. Whistle, whistle, daughter, and you will get a sheep. Oh, no, 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 dear mother, it would not let me sleep. With lambs or sheep, I ne'er could rid my head of care. To feed and tend them day by day is more than I could bear. Whistle, whistle, daughter, and you will get a kite. Oh, no, 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 dear mother, I cannot whistle now. To the neighbors, 'tis well known, I'm quite a woman grown. And they say it's pity that one so pretty as I should live alone.
Thorsheva Geister Sounds Irish, Lemisha, Joe Bullard. They were enjoying themselves, and why not? That was Gaelic Storm and the Farmer's Frolic. Now, I know this next track I've played quite a few times on Sounds Irish before, but I still love it. It's Francis Black telling us the sad story of After the Ball. Now, this song, my daddy used to sing, Nucky. He never sang the verse, because he never knew, but we all knew the chorus. But this is not an Irish song, but they don't come much more Irish than Francis Black. Listen to the story. It's a sad one.
A little maiden climbs an old man's knee, begs for a story, do uncle please, why are you lonely? Why do you roam? Have you no sweetheart? Have you no home? I had a sweetheart long, long ago. Why we were not wed, you soon will know. List to my story, I'll tell it all. I broke her heart, pet, after the ball. After the ball is over, just at the break of dawn, after the dance is ended and all the stars are gone, many's the heart that's aching. If you could read them all, many's the fond hope that's vanished after the ball. big ballroom. Softly the organ was playing a tune. There stood my sweetheart, my love, my own. I wished some water leaving the room. When I returned, there stood a man kissing my sweetheart as lovers can. Down went the glass pet, broke in the fall, just like my heart was after the ball. After the ball is over, just at the break of dawn, after the dance is ended and all the stars are gone, many's the heart that's aching. If you could read them all, many's the fun book that's vanished after the ball. Many years have gone by, I have not wed. True to my first love, though she is dead, she tried to tell me, tried to explain. I would not listen, pleading. One day a letter came from this man. He was her brother. The letter ran, that's why I'm lonely, no home at all. I broke her heart then, after the ball. After the ball is over, just at the break of dawn, after the band is ended and all the stars are gone, many's the heart that's aching. If you could read them all, he's a fond hope that's vanished after the ball. Many's a fond hope that's vanished after the ball.
That's quite a long track. That was After the Ball from Francis Black. And why I say it was quite a long track, it was a musician in me, I think, is coming out here. But I just wonder why they didn't have a change of key in it. It's just, I just wondered. But it was lovely, wasn't it? In the late 50s, early 60s, and even into the 70s, Irish music was changing vastly. Of course, we had the resurgence of the ballad, the start of the ballad groups, the Clancy Brothers and the Dubliners and the like. But we also had changes in Irish traditional music. Ceilidh bands were sort of fading out and more groups were being formed, among them Planxty. Planxty provided a lot of very good material, and wherever they appeared, whatever venue they played in, it was packed. And of course, their records sold like hotcakes. Here's one of their most popular pieces. They're playing Cúnla. Thank you.
knocking, who was that there? No knocking, the window pane. Who was that there? No knocking, the window pane. Who was that there? No knocking, the window pane. Oh, and me, Mrs. Coonla. Coonla, dear, don't come any near to me. Coonla, dear, don't come any near to me. Coonla, dear, don't come any near to me. Maybe I should, Mrs. Coonla. Who is that there? No tickin' the toes of me. Who is that there? No tickin' the toes of me. Who is that there? Tickin' the toes of me. Only me, says Coonla. Coonla, dear, don't come any near to me. Coonla, dear, don't come any near to me. Coonla, dear, don't come any near to me. Maybe I shouldn't, says Coonla. There, no tickin' the size of me. Who is that there? No tickin' the size of me. Who is that there? Tickin' the size of me. Only me, says Coonla. Coonla, dear, don't come any near to me. Coonla, dear, don't come any near to me. Coonla, dear, don't come any near to me. Maybe they shouldn't, says Coonla.
The multi-talented group Planxty and their interpretation of Coonla. And I often feel that Planxty really started the foundation of a lot of the even contemporary Irish music of today. I think they were well ahead of their time. Well, friends, speaking of time, that's what's happened to us because we've run out of the very same. This is Joe Ballard saying, look, I hope you've enjoyed all of the tracks on this week's programme. I don't imagine you will because it's been such a varied programme. But I think the voice held out as well. Friends, do take good care of yourselves. But before I go, friends, don't forget the email address, joebollard2@aircom.net, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Friends, I hope all is well in your world. I pray that all will be well in your world. May good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And until we're together again next week with Sounds Irish, Joe Ballard saying, take care, God bless, travel safely, slán, bye.